Marilyn Home Solutions.
Oh, hi, Jason. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for asking. I was just following up because we're still having trouble with the $39 payment for your website hosting, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
I know last time we switched the card.
Yeah, it's weird because the error we're getting, it just says decline, retry transaction. So normally it'll tell us why it's declining, but on this it's kind of vague. It could be that maybe our expiration's off or something. We have one of 27. Is that the correct expiration?
I'm not sure which one she uses. Can we do it online? Is there any way I could have her do it, the wife do it online?
Yeah. I'll send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. When she logs on, she's going to see your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. And then when she clicks that, it will take her straight to the billing page where she can update the card.
Okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me send that.
I have no clue which card she uses, to be honest with you.
I can tell you the last four if it helps. On the login, the password is blank, which means that either you or her might have changed it. So if you think you know what it is, I'll just send you the link and the username, and you can try the password you know. But if you think it's easier, I can put a temporary password in place so that you can get in. So whatever you think.
Would you mind just doing a temporary password just in case?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because she could always switch it back to the one that she knows after she gets in, you know. So let me do that. I'll make a temporary password, and then I will send you the email with that temporary password in it so that you can get in, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That is perfect. Thank you so much.
All right.
My new card, we dealt with, like, Sandy Springs for a really long time.
Okay.
And they were awesome. Then they changed names, and they've been horrible. We were in West Virginia. We like ride dirt bikes and stuff, like my whole family does, my dad, my brothers, my son. So we went there, and I swiped the card to go there and ride, and it came back as a PA address. So then as we were leaving, I went to go get fuel, and they shut my card off. I guess because it was West Virginia and then PA. And it's been a mess with the card. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's that again.
Yeah. That's so creepy. You know, my bank had something that, like, they were like, do you want us to authorize for your security, like, when you travel, like, almost like it was going to have, like, a locator, you know? And I was thinking, that's creepy. I don't want them to know when I travel. It's none of their business, you know.
No, you are right. You're 110%. I feel like that's everything and everybody nowadays. They want to know where all of us are. And then lady wouldn't let me use my card at Home Depot. She said, I can't let you use it. I was like, well, I've given you all my information. You know it's me. And she wouldn't let me use the cards. I was like, okay, I'm going to the bank and I'm going to take all this out then. I was like, because there's no point. I can't even use you're holding me up for work today. And it was a $100 transaction.
Crazy. Yeah, that happened to me twice already where my card had fraudulent activity, and then I was trying to buy something and the bank blocked it, and I called. I got so mad because I said, that's my money. How do you think it's okay to tell me what to do with my money, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what, I'd be honest with you, that's exactly what I said.
It's crazy, okay. I mean, in the long run, if it's for our security, I mean, we should be okay with it, but I think they're just overstepping, you know, they're just way overstepping things. But, so I sent you that login, and then if you figure out what it is, and just to confirm, we have a MasterCard ending in 7429. So it could be something simple like the billing address or the expiration, or it could be that card's no good at all anymore. Because like I said, the error that I'm getting is kind of vague. It doesn't really tell me why.
What was the last of it again?
It's 7429, and it's a MasterCard.
7429. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. So I do know. It might be one of our Fanny Springs cards. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because before that, you had one that ended in 6044, and then you had updated it to this new one ending in 7429, and now we're having trouble with the new one.
Okay. I'll have her fix it, though. I do.
Okay.
I apologize.
Awesome. Yeah, and my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, so if she has any problems updating it, which she won't, she'll be able to do it in 2 seconds, but in case she hits a glitch or something, she can call in and ask for Tina or, you know, my extension, and it'll ring right back to my desk, okay?
Yep, that's the easy enough extension to remember, so that's perfect.
I know, exactly. That 777 is so easy. I had to ask for it 3 different times before I got it, but I'm happy I have it now.
Nice. Yep, no, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I
do appreciate your phone call. Thank you. And I will have it done.
Sounds good. Okay. All right. Have a good evening.
Awesome. You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.